You're listening to another ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 238, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. My guest today says every single one of us was created to flourish. Each of us has a special purpose and was born with gifts and skills that we need to fulfill it. And joining me on today's show is Fiona Burke. Fiona is a wife and a mother with a special place in her heart for the youth of her country. She is the founder and executive director of Flourish, a mentorship program for teenage girls. Fiona, she's also a teacher, she's a speaker and an event MC who loves Jesus and tries to point others to the abundant life that He offers. Now on today's show, Fiona's going to share bona fide success and true fulfillment comes from helping and being of service to others in some way, rather than focusing solely on achieving your own ambitions. She's going to talk about how important it is to maintain the right balance. Nurturing our personal relationships is just as, if not more important, than paying attention to our careers or ministries. And she's also going to talk about how she doesn't think that any other brand has ever gotten it right or as right as Nike. Just do it. And so much more. Welcome to the show, Fiona.
Thanks for having me.
You are so very welcome. Now, in the introduction, we said that you have a special place in your heart for the youth of your country. So share with us, where are you located?
Okay. In comparison to Australia, I am just about all the way across the world. I'm in the beautiful, beautiful island of Jamaica.
Wow.
And I'm sure people know about Bob Marley and Usain Bolt. So that's the country where I was born and raised and where I still live.
Wow. Well, fantastic. And I'm sure a lot warmer than Australia at the moment. Very warm, much warmer than Australia, for sure.
We've been having a little bit of rain, but it's been very hot.
Yes. Well, here we're just entering our spring, and so very cold mornings and cold evenings as well. But that's just a typical Melbourne, Australia weather. So, Fiona, share with us, bona fide success and true fulfillment come from helping others and being of service to others rather than just focusing solely on achieving our own ambitions. Share more about some of the insights that you've learned around this particular area.
Well, I think it's safe for me to be able to make that statement because I have been in the corporate world and I have been, you know, through all of that, like pretty much, as I said, just focusing on me. So you get up, you go to work, you make the money, this is what I accomplished, this is what I want to do. But I found after a while that I just kind of started, well, one, getting bored, and two, just not feeling fulfilled. It's like there must be more to this, mm-hmm. pretty much. And I found that when I started my mentorship program and started, you know, dedicating my Saturdays to these teenage girls that I mentor, I literally felt like I came alive.
Yes.
So when I was doing anything to do with Flourish is when I literally felt like I was flourishing.
Yeah.
So if I'm in planning mode, if I'm conducting a meeting, if I'm talking one-on-one with one of my mentors, I just felt, I don't know how to explain it, that little buzz.
Yes.
So the focus wasn't on me, you know, and making money, but the focus was on empowering these girls, helping them to be better, you know, when they grow up to become women.
Yeah, I love that. Share a little bit about how you came up with the idea of Flourish and how long the Flourish program and the mentorship has been going on for.
Okay, we started in 2015. It was actually Valentine's Day, coincidentally. And so it's about 3 years old. How the idea came about, at that time, a lot of, I would say, crazy stuff was happening in Jamaica in terms of teenage girls. One of the issues was just their behavior, you know, like to and from school, the behavior was literally shameful. We had a phenomenon where girls were in the buses with boys in their laps and just all this kind of thing. Mm. And when I reflected on how different things were when I was going to high school versus now, you know, I thought maybe if somebody could let these girls recognize that what they're doing is wrong and that there is another way and that what they're doing now will affect them in future, then maybe that would make a difference. So rather than focusing on the problem, why not take it a step further and be a part of the solution? Because, mm-hmm. you know, we have a lot of societal ills that grab our attention, but there's some, I believe, based on what God has placed in us, there's some that, you know, will really affect us more deeply. So this is one of the things that affected me very deeply. And I felt moved to actually do something about.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, to share a little bit about some of the things that you've noticed as you've started to share insights and obviously words of encouragement with a lot of these young women who are now part of the Flourish program and being mentored. What are some of the changes you've seen in them?
One major one, I think, is confidence. So they'll come on the first day or the first week because it's done on a Saturday. And they will come quiet, they slouch, you know, and then by halfway through, the people who came very quiet, very timid, suddenly just literally start to blossom. You hear them speaking more. And one of the things we do, we have them do things like pray, lead a prayer at the beginning of the meeting, or when we have the graduation exercise at the end, we'll ask them to give like the vote of thanks, to do little things. Mm. When the speakers come, because each week we have different speakers coming in, we'll ask them at the end, you know, tell the person thank you on behalf of the rest of the group. So you see them coming out of their shells in that way. And it's just beautiful to literally see them, most of them, transform in that way.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've seen and heard too, people express that when they have a lack of self-confidence and even almost giving themselves, not giving themselves permission to really shine in what their, you know, unique gifts and strengths and characteristics that God has created them to be, they can turn to various forms of attention and just do things that they normally would not do. Now, have you found too that now that these young women are far more self-confident, they know who they are in and through Christ, of course, that this is really impacting positively on external behavior out in the community?
To some degree, because one of the things you find is that they're really just trying to fit in. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing what their friends are doing or what people around them, other teenage girls are doing. You know, this is in, this is what they say on Facebook, this is what they say happening on Instagram. And so when we try to instill in them, listen, it's okay to be different, it's okay to be you, it's okay to not fit in, you know, because some of the things that you're trying to mimic are not right. So the way you dress, you know, and the way you carry yourself on the road, you are pretty much, you are your own brand, and people are going to treat you according to how you behave. So we talk to them a lot about their attitudes and that kind of thing. So you do see some amount of difference at the end in terms of them not being so hungry for that attention, then, because now they're more self-assured.
Yes. I think that self-assurance is key. And even for business owners, we can often look at what other people are doing, especially on social media. We're far more connected, which is a good thing, but it's also not a good thing if we use that attention to validate who we are, and that builds our self-worth. When, as we know, we need to have that level of self-confidence, not an arrogance, but a self-confidence that we know who we are, what we have to share, and the message that we're sharing is okay, is enough, And then we don't need to have the likes and the comments and other people in our crowd validate us. So it's a very important message, especially for young women and young men too. So I certainly commend you on, spearheading this project, I'm sure, and program. I'm sure it's going to continue to have incredible benefits for the young women who are participating in that. Let's talk about something else which we know is really important as business owners, and that is maintaining the right balance. Talk more about this, because I think all of us as business owners can sometimes be a little bit too busy and let our timetables and our to-do lists determine our structure of our day. So share more about this.
Listen, balance. Sometimes I wonder if balance is even possible. I mean, we aim for it, but I think it's one of the hardest things, especially for people who do their own thing. Whereas, you do your 9 to 5 and you can come home, or even if you do extra hours, but for us, it's pretty much constant. So we literally, I believe, have to be intentional. Mm. So in the same way you would make a to-do list for your work day, where you say, I need to make these phone calls, I need to, do up this proposal, I need to do all of this. I believe that one of the things some of us may have to do, depending on our personality, is literally schedule in me time and family time. Because as you said, if not, you get bogged down and you get caught up and you don't even realize. So you have to say, listen, this Saturday morning, before I go to Flourish, I'm going to go to the beach for 2-3 hours with my family. Stuff like that. Or even if, you said once a month, a Friday evening, then we're going to go date night. Whatever it is, but we really have to, the key, I think, is to literally be just as intentional about that.
Yes.
And that means, right, for those who, whatever your therapy is, it could be the spa, it could be the beach, it could be a good book, curling up with a good book, it could be a TV program, whatever it is, but be intentional about slotting in that time. Mm.
Yes.
Right. Because then, too, I think we think that, you don't want to miss any good opportunity. So we think that, I got a call to go here, or I got invited to do this, to that, and we have to. It's like you think you have to do all of that because you're being contacted and your business is growing. One of the terms I use, I think it was the beginning of 2017, is focus and filter. You have to.
True.
No, not because that person thinks I'm good for this means it's good for me. So I have to think about me and quote-unquote be selfish in that way to say, listen, do I really need to do this? I need a break. Either I need a rest, or I need time with my family, or I need time with my friends, or, to do something else. So we have to filter and focus.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Filter and focus. And I think one of the things that I heard, which was really beneficial to me, was that we go through different seasons in our lives, and sometimes we need to focus more on, if we're just starting up our business or if we're just launching something new, we may need to put a little bit of time into it. But it's always important, as you say, to filter and ensure the things we do say yes to are really contributing to that project or whatever we're focusing on. And what you've said, scheduling time for family, for rest, all of that is so important. And when we are with our family, or if we are resting, to do that, to not be tempted to look at our phones or other devices and bring that with us, because that really, again, stretches us too thin and we're not all there. And I tell you what, our family will notice that, especially if you've got family like me. Are you looking at your phone again? And that's kind of like, okay, turn it upside down or leave it in my bag. It's not coming with me. And then we can be fully present. And when we're fully present, even at work, then we can get a lot more done, can't we? We're far more productive, which means we can then unwind, relax, rejuvenate, and restore our energy, which is so very important. Let's talk about something that you mentioned. You don't think that any other brand has gotten it as right as Nike. Just do it. What were some of the things that really impressed you about Nike?
I just love that "just do it" slogan, because that's one of the things that helped me with Flourish and with everything else. We sit and we're waiting for the perfect condition. the perfect moment. So we sit and we, oh, when I get to this age, or when I start earning this amount of money, or when this, when that, when that, when that, and it just never happens. So just do it. Just take the first step. And I learned that with Flourish. When I started Flourish, the first meeting I mentioned in 2015, my daughter was 11 months old. When she was six, my first daughter, when she was 6 months old, is when I actually started to get what was in my head onto the computer and start all of that. So by the time she was 11 months old, we were having our first meeting. And then she was a year old, and I'm focusing on, you know, celebrating that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I could have said, and normally I probably would have said, you know what? Let me wait until she gets to 2 or till she starts kindergarten or something.
Mm.
And then another 2 years would have passed.
Yes.
And it wouldn't have been done. Mm. So I learned that lesson. Literally just do it.
Yeah.
I can tell you guys a secret. Listen, I've never been a mentor before in my life. Mm. You know, before that, I never did social work, psychology, any of those things. So I literally did it. It's, what would you call it? It's literally like learning and doing. So if we sit and wait, oh, I need to go get a degree on this thing that I want to do, or oh, I need to, we'll probably never ever do it.
Yes.
So we need to just take that first step. Because I think one of the things too, we are looking at this big picture. So for example, oh, I want this. So my big picture is I want this thing to be in every community in Jamaica.
Mm.
Right? But if you keep focusing on that, it's overwhelming and it's intimidating. So what do you have to do? You have to start from somewhere and take the first step, and the first step will lead to the second step, and the second step will lead to the third step.
Yeah.
And then it grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what I did. And that can be applied to any business. So mine is a non-profit organization, but for a business, start, I think the starting point is whatever that idea is in your head, whatever you envision, I think the first thing to do is to get it out of your head. So whether it is you're going to record it on your phone, your voice recorder, whatever works for you, whichever device is your thing, if it's your phone, if it's your laptop, if it's your tablet, whatever it is, so get it all out, see it in black and white in front of you, and then you can take it from there.
Yeah, I love that reminder. It's so important. And I think something else that often holds us back is a couple of things. We often have that self-doubt. Who am I to even think that I could start an organization like Flourish? And what you said there was a seed that was planted in you. So there was an inkling, there was a desire. And I think that God often plants these desires in us because we have the mantle, if you will, to be able to pick that up and run with it. We've been given that, that cause, you know, that, that purpose. And something else, if you reflect back to the time where you were starting to get it out of your head and onto the computer and onto paper, I'm sure that you had no idea around how, many of the steps, some of the things you may have been familiar with and some ideas, but, and that is another step that often stops us, is we don't know the how. But I want to ask you this, as you were putting those ideas on paper and your vision about what you wanted, and then you took that first step and then the second step, the how will often appear, won't it, in people who become familiar with what you're doing, and they step forward and say, well, I can help out in this way. And a lot of things just fall into place, or you can go and ask people to support you. Did you find that too, that you didn't know all of the answers in the hows, but once you documented, a lot of the answers came to you through people, resources, or ideas that you had? Yes. How did that happen for you?
Yes, because one of the places I started was going online. So just Google like mentorship program, teen mentorship, anything along those lines. That's before I knew about Instagram. And so I started at the Google point, and I just started seeing, you know, Black Girls Rock in the US and some different ones, and just like literally gobbled up, you know, what they were doing. So that gave me an idea, because then, of course, I would have to conform to our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So some things, you know, well, maybe that wouldn't work in Jamaica or whatever, but that's what kind of sparked how it could be done based on, you know, what I thought other people doing.
Yes.
So that really was important. And as you said once, I said, okay, for example, I wanted to have, I knew I couldn't do it alone.
Mm.
So I wanted to have different people, you know, partner with me. So my strong point really is communication. Mm. And I have a strong, you know, spiritual base. But then if I want to speak to them about etiquette, you know, and grooming, then I need somebody who is versed in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So even that idea is like connecting with the right people, sharing the vision with the right people. And you made a valid point. So when I did say, this is what I'm doing, I was so overwhelmed by people's reaction. The amount of people that were just like, this is a good thing. Yes, mm-hmm. Tell me which Saturday you need me to come. And people would come and they would bring things. Because I like to have, you know, little tokens for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring stuff that, you know, girly stuff that would make the girls smile. Maybe like lip gloss or, you know, just little girly things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing how God literally, you know, sent the people.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, there are people I don't even know
mm-hmm.
who have heard about Flourish. And say they want to be a part of it in some way.
Yes.
It's just really amazing taking that, you know, step of faith.
Yeah. And it really just aligns perfectly, as you say, with the just do it. You don't have all the answers and you won't have all of the answers. But often when God plants a seed in us or there's an inkling that we and a real desire that we have to see something change or to be a voice in a certain area, sometimes what we can do is, well, I'll wait, as you said, I'll wait till I'm ready. I'll wait till, you know, till God reveals a little bit more. And it's like he's already planted that desire in you. You now need to take action, get it out on paper, map it all out, and then take that next step. And people will meet you there. He'll send people, he'll send resources. And you've got, we've all got access to a wonderful tool called Google where we can do a lot of homework and research. Sometimes for some of us, we may get a bit more stuck in the research. So just get what you need and then take that step, as you say, just do it. So Fiona, share a little bit more about Flourish and how people can connect, how people can support as well. This incredible not-profit that you have created and started to really support young women. What's the best way to connect?
Okay, so we're on Facebook as Flourish Mentorship. So not a page, but an actual profile. So once you type in Flourish Mentorship, you'll see us there. We're also on Instagram as Flourish Mentorship as well. And Gmail, flourishmentorshipprogram@gmail.com if you want to send an email.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the easiest way to make the initial connection, and then, you know, we can take it from there. But,
fabulous.
You know, we constantly post and, you know, share what's going on. We share meetings, we share our outings, that kind of thing. So once you go on and add us as a friend or follow us, then it gives you a pretty good idea of exactly, you know, what's going on with Flourish.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. And we'll put all of those ways to connect with Fiona and Flourish Mentorship on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE238. One of the things I'm doing for all of my guests, Fiona, is just at the end of the show is just to finish up with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Fiona today as she shared her journey and her insights on how Flourish Mentorship came to pass. Father, you know, so often we feel called to speak into or to start up a not-for-profit or an organization to really support an area of need within the community. But Lord, sometimes we just maybe can feel not good enough, not ready, not knowledgeable enough. However, it's so good to be able to hear Fiona's feedback and insights that sometimes we just need to take the step. We just need to get it out on paper. And of course, we need to bring it into prayer with you as well. And when we take the first step, you will meet us there with much more than we can ever have expected. So we thank you for that. We also thank you for our sister Fiona and for the group that she has spearheaded. Will you continue to bless the work that she is doing? Will you continue to bless the mentors as part of that program and, of course, the participants, the young women who the program is all about? Father, continue to bless them, support them, build their self-confidence, knowing that they are your children too and that they are loved, and their identity is not in who the world says that they are but in who you say that they are. Priceless gifts, treasures, and we just want to thank you for that. And we ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Fiona, for the work that you continue to do. It is such an honor to be able to speak with you from the other side of the world and be able to pray for you and continued blessing, you know, across all of the group and the people who come into connection with you as well. You know, we never realize, I think, and sometimes we don't even get that feedback. A kind word, half an hour spending, you know, speaking with someone or allowing someone to share, you know, these young girls to share their message, the story, and have someone who really just completely is there for them can make such a difference and be and is the reason that catapults them on a, you know, a pathway that is positive and that really is empowering for them and the decisions that they make. And so, just thank you for the work that you're doing in that area.
Thank you. And it really does make a difference. I'm encouraging other people as well to be a mentor. Yes. If it is in your professional area, you know, a young person who wants to do what it is that you're doing, mentor them. Yeah. It does as much for me as it does for the girls. So it will do as much for you as it does. As it will for your mentee.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again.
Yes, thank you. And all the best with what you're doing. I love it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.